Alles is een tijd, ken geen tijd. 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 Je lacht altijd, je lacht altijd. Dus dat knieën me gemak zijn.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Radio Panic Historias Minimas. We're on 105.4 FM in Brussels. And tonight's a special night in the studio. I am John Parker. I am with two important guests.
Hello, Jonathan. I'm Tom Sideris. I'm a journalist from the Greek Broadcast Corporation, and this podcast, this broadcast, it's a common production with Radio Panik and the Voice of Greece, the International Radio of Greece.
Thank you very much, Tom. And tonight, our special guest, I will let her introduce herself, is Alkem, a young and upcoming artist who has just released her first album here, Sou Mappo, on the 16th of January, 2023. Please, say hello.
Hi, John. I'm Alkem. I'm a Belgian composer, guitarist, singer, and poet from Brussels.
And where we met, in fact, it was only 2 weeks ago, huh?
Yes, we met in Atelier Marcel Astier, where we went to see, without knowing each other, the same show. It was the Brazilian show with Dami Andres and Mariana...
Bitancourt, yes.
Exactly.
Yeah,
great,
that's
singer,
right.
Great guitarist.
Incredibly Latino. Yes, it was about, it was a bossa nova, tango, super concert, super place as well. I mean,
amazing.
I recommend it to all our listeners here on Radio Panik, who are, of course, listeners across the whole planet Earth, because we're not just for Brussels, we're internet radio here.
A music journey.
We're everywhere at Radio Panik. And also in the studio, we have Lorenzo Podighe. Lorenzo, it's great to have you here, and thanks for coming on the show with us.
Thank you, John, for the invitation. It's really nice to be here to help you with the console. Hello, everyone. Have fun on Radio Panik.
Yeah, we're on Radio Panik 105.4. Now, Alkem's album, the one I just mentioned, Sou Mappo, it exactly 1 month ago, so today's the 8th of October, so the 8th of September, it won a very prestigious award, the Coupe de Cour Charles Cosse, in the category Chanson Francophonie pour la Belgique, so a French song for Belgium. Alkem, can you tell us something about this award and what happened on the 8th of September, and maybe just a word about Charles Cosse?
Yes, Charles Cosse is, first of all, it's a very famous character in history because he's a scientist, a French scientist, but also a poet who met Rimbaud at his time, he, among many other successful stories, he wrote a prototype of the telegram at Exposition Universelle in 1876. He lived in the 19th century, and the prize named after him appeared years ago after his death, because in 1946, a bunch of famous journalists and artists decided to honor his name and his memory for his prize. That is meant to award artists in Canada, France, and Belgium for their lyrics, the quality of their lyrics, but also the musical erudition, they say. And I don't know if you say that in English.
You do say that, yes.
And the quality of the sound of the recording sound of the album.
So it's a perfect prize to win, indeed.
Yes, because Jacques Brel, Serge Gainsbourg, Barbara, Patti Smith, my hero, and Neil Young, they all got this prize. So
oh,
it's
I didn't know
really
that.
An honor.
Legend.
Wow, you
yes,
really are in good company there. And was it a big event? You were quite emotional on the 8th of September.
Oh, it was very emotional because I was almost the only one to be there in auto production. I actually just sent my album. I didn't have any contacts, anything. And well, I got chosen by this jury. So there were journalists from Canada, Belgium, and France, and musical critics, artists, and yes, they chose my album for Belgium. So.
And it was in Paris, was it?
It was between Paris and Reims in Château Thierry, which is a very famous cultural capital in France for music, poetry, especially.
Okay.
Alkem y Alkem, or Alkem, Alchemia.
Alkeme, Alkeme.
Alkeme, alchemia is in a Hellenic lexis, a Greek word, but everything starts from the title. Why the title is Suma Pu, Under of My Skin.
Yes, it's Under My Skin because it's my first album and it comes from my inner soul very deeply. I mean, I always write from my inner soul, but here it's very autobiographical album, and it talks about intimate feelings, very intimate themes, nature, and it's very intimate. That's why, and it represents the sweet part of the Alishem chanson repertoire so far, I guess. Yeah.
And tonight we're going to hear the whole of the album in its entirety, and at the end, Alkem will also play two songs live. And this is a very important moment because also next Friday, so that's the 13th of October, there's an important concert in Brussels at Espace Mag.
Yes.
And I think tickets are still available for it.
Yes, they are still. It's getting slowly full, but they are still on espacemag.be. Espacemag, MAGH.BE.
Okay.
MAGH.
Well, I'm looking forward to the show.
.com.
And I'm sure it will be great because I very much enjoy the songs. Now, before we start to listen to the album, just a little bit about your name. I mean, Thomas has already mentioned it's a Greek word, Thomas, of course, but it represents a lot. Alkem, it's
yes, Alchem is. It's they are very meaning, very different meaning. Of course, Greek is alchemy is a Greek name, that's for sure. And but also it's Arabic. It's El Shams in Arabic means the sun. Also, it's one of the goddesses of Krishna in India, which is the goddess of rebirth, which is a whole story that, you know, come with time. Like each time I go further in my life with that name, I carry that name, I learn different meanings around the world. It's also in the Korah, and in the, its names, God we can't say. I don't know if I make myself understand.
Yeah, you do understand. Certainly. Yes.
Each time I meet somebody, I learn something new. And yes.
Yeah. So. No, I mean, alchemy is just a.
It's a common space, Jonathan.
Yes.
Arabic, all the Mediterranean.
Totally.
Sea. Yes. Alsem, the album has totally 7 parts. Is it a poetic album?
It is a poetic album because poetry was always part of my life. I started writing poems when I started to write, so around 6. And I started writing stories and poems, and it just came out naturally in some kind of a rhythmic way. And yes, I've always written poetry. I love poetry and I like discovering also other poets always, and I admire. I think poetry is an essential matter in life.
Yeah, in fact, also we saw you won an award for French poetry, the La Boule competition, this Société Littéraire Artistique de la Boule.
La Boule, yes. That's slab, when I was very young.
Slab, which is from 1969. It was created in France.
I think I was 11 and then 14 when I won this.
Were you?
I was very young.
You were prodigious then.
In the category of that age, obviously.
That age, no. That's an important prize as well, particularly to win at such a young age. So I think without further ado, we will hear the first song on the album of 7 pieces. And this is called... Le loup dans la rivière, so the wolf in the river. Thank you.
chaleur de la nuit, tes caresses sont des plumes. Ne te craindra que pour les cœurs asséchés. Le mien vibre pour toi et coule comme une rivière, et les rivières mènent à la mer. Pour toi, mon amour, pour toi.
Κυρίες και κύριοι, καλησπέρα και πάλι. Ακούτε την κοινή εκπομπή, την κοινή παραγωγή από το Radio Panik και την Φωνή της Ελλάδας στο παγκόσμιο ραδιόφωνο της ελληνικής ραδιοφωνίας τηλεόρασης. Στις Βρυξέλλες μας ακούτε από τους 105,4 χιλιόκυκλους. Στην τελική ρύθμιση του ήχου βρίσκεται ο Λορέντζο Πόντιτσι. Και τον ευχαριστούμε θερμά. Ακριβώς απέναντί μου βρίσκεται ο Τζόναθαν Πάρκερ στο άλλο μικρόφωνο και καλεσμένη σήμερα η Αλ Σεμ, μια εκπληκτική τραγουδίστρια η οποία μόλις πριν από μερικούς μήνες κυκλοφόρησε το νέο άλμπουμ με τίτλο Under of My Skin, κάτω δηλαδή από το δέρμα μου, και την ευχαριστούμε θερμά. Σε λίγο θα την ακούσουμε να τραγουδάει ζωντανά. I explain everything, Jonathan.
I'm sure you in Greek.
I love Greek.
I love Serifos.
Me too.
Tom, can you please explain to us? Est-ce que Tom, vous pourriez, s'il vous plaît, nous expliquer ce que vous venez de dire, s'il vous plaît?
I think he's just explaining that we're here tonight in the studio. I mean, that was a very sensual song, a love song, I would say. Is The Wolf and the River a metaphor? That's what you're getting at.
It was an amazing ballad.
Thank you.
So a winter amazing. Song.
Evharisto.
Evharisto. And a winter song. This is because your album is based on the seasons, and this is the winter one.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. Yes, of course, there's a metaphor. I use a lot of metaphors in my songs. That's always been my inner artistic world. And it just comes out that way. And the wolf in the river, the river symbolizes, I don't say that, but it's in general, it symbolizes femininity, the woman and the water. Symbolizes the woman, and the wolf is the man of course, you can decline it now as you wish. You know, we all have a wolf and we all have water. So let's see, you know, how each person, I prefer people to interpret for themselves. But what I wanted to say is that the wolf is not negative in this song. It's just about, it's a love song. And it's a sad love song, but in a way, it's a very hopeful song because it says, men and women, you know, love, make compassion. We can bring each other the idea that, you know, love helps you to take out masks. We all put masks on ourselves, society, the way we live, and then when it comes to love, then it gets sometimes so harsh and complicated to express feelings and to take off this mask. So that's more hopeful songs and a love songs than a sad one. But winter, because it's slow and...
Alors justement, moi j'aurais une petite question musicologique pour notre invité, parce qu'on vient d'écouter un morceau très, très délicat, très travaillé, avec une voix feutrée, une guitare en dentelle. Est-ce que vous pourriez nous expliquer, Alcmé, comment vous avez composé ce morceau, comment ce processus de composition a démarré ?
Oui, tout à fait. Alors, en français donc.
Oui, oui, tout à fait en français.
En fait, je compose donc seule la musique et les paroles. Et ensuite, je fais les arrangements, mais j'aime beaucoup travailler avec les autres. Et donc, dans ma vie, je me suis entourée de différents artistes que chaque fois, je choisissais pour leur son. En particulier, les grands musiciens ont chacun leur son. Et pour Le Loup dans la rivière, et comme pour toutes les autres chansons, c'est vrai que je dis que je fais du rock alchimique. C'est pas du rock ici, bien sûr, mais disons que c'est une goutte de ceci, une goutte de cela. C'est peut-être la seule qui n'est pas vraiment rock, mais par contre, oui, j'ai travaillé avec un saxophoniste. Je leur demande toujours de m'apporter des idées. Et puis après, bon, je suis un peu dictatrice et je choisis ce que je veux dans ce qu'ils me proposent. Mais c'est toujours enfin, c'est pas toujours. Le trombone se régale. Par exemple, j'ai fait la ligne moi-même. Moi, je suis autodidacte. J'ai jamais pris un cours de musique. Par contre, voilà, j'ai deux bonnes oreilles, de l'inspiration. Et voilà, ça vient comme ça. Et j'aime quand c'est un travail... to some extent, c'est-à-dire dans une certaine mesure où les musiciens qui jouent ont en quelque sorte proposé des idées, participé, etc. Voilà, donc ça se crée comme ça, mais c'est vrai que je choisis chaque temps, chaque note, d'où voilà, mon style alchimique.
Vous avez deux oreilles, vous savez admirablement bien vous en servir. John, est-ce que did you like this piece of music?
I really liked it. I think it's a good way to start the album. In fact, now, the title track of the album is actually the second song. It's Sumapo. And normally one would put that as the first track, but I mean, okay, we put it as the second track. So, it's Sumapo is we're going towards spring now, as I understand. So we are. The winter is behind, and now. Why did you decide to put this as the title track of the album and put it in the second place?
Oh, that's an interesting... It's been a choice, you know, it's been a choice. So I do things quite instinctively, and then very often it's like when I write, I find sense to it, meaning to it afterwards. So I just thought I wanted to build a journey for this album. I think I do the same for the next album, but we talk about it later. But for this album especially, I wanted to be a trip. So that, you know, you sit down, you lay back, and then you live the journey. And I wanted to start slowly and then to finish slowly, and in between make people travel through the seasons. And Sumapo is more, you know, up, and it's a ballad. Yeah. It's intimate, and it's spring is the time everything is bloomed, and you know, it's the story of my life. I try to take care of my garden, my inner garden. So, in a way, it's that's why spring.
Let's hear it then, Sumapo. Thank you.
la bave de ses mots. L'horizon est trop proche et les fonds invisibles me renvoient l'écho d'un enfer prévisible. Sous ma peau, sans un mot, je me retire. Sous ma peau, comme la mer me déshabille. Sous ma peau, mes ailes, ça rime en douce. Sous ma peau, aux mélodies d'une lyre farouche. La lumière réfléchie se démultiplie en milliers de soleils qui habillent les flous dans ce jeu de miroir. À coups de marteau, je relâche les taux de mes pensées amères. Elle part mon rivage de milliers de larmes qui m'enlacent et me serrent, puis m'enfouissent sous leur peau. Sous ma peau, sans un mot, je me retire. Sous ma peau, comme la mer me déshabille. Sous ma peau, mes ailes, ça rime en douce. Sous ma peau, aux mélodies d'une lyre rouge. Un peu de fraîcheur pour les jours sans sommeil qui réveille mes peurs. J'ai peur. Un peu de fraîcheur pour les jours sans soleil qui réveille mes peurs seules. Sous ma peau, je souffle, mais la paume de mon rivage dépend de la mer qui est dame bien trop belle. Pour lui confier mes larmes, je ferai ton diable de mes pensées amères. Et sous la paume de mon rivage, je graverai ses mots. Sous ma peau, sans un mot, je me retire. Sous ma peau, comme la mer me déshabille. Sous ma peau, mes ailes. Ça rime en douce, sous ma peau, aux mélodies d'une lyre. Sous ma peau, sans un mot, je me retire. Sous ma peau, comme la mer me déshabille. Sous ma peau, mes ailes. Ça rime en douce, sous ma peau, aux mélodies d'une lyre.
Radio Panic 105.4, siamo qui a Bruxelles in Belgio, capitale d'Europa. Oh, that's just a wonderful song, how it just, the rhythm and how it moves smoothly and how the instrumentation is introduced and how the guitar, electric guitar, comes in at the end. It's just a pleasure to listen to that, Alkem.
Thank you very much. It's a pure, sincere, yes, I mean, I cannot write. I always write in an unconscious way anyway, so, you know, I didn't make any effort to write the lyrics, but, you know, the music is always my challenge. And here I tried to, you know, I asked the musician to play. Of course, they're amazing musicians, but to give it like a balancé, I don't know how to say that. Like, you know, when you walk on the beach and you let your body go with the rhythm of the waves and this kind of feeling I wanted to get, because I brought a lot of metaphors with the sea in that song. Mm. And that my body's like the sand and the sea comes and, you know, wash it and clean it.
Alsem, how long time it was takes to create this album?
Ooh, that's a very hard question to answer to, because it was a very long process. First of all, I wrote those songs in the last years of my life, but some of them are older, and I quite put them together for this travel, for this journey seasonal journey, but also when you start to make an album, you have to bring people around you, musicians, and then you have the recording phase, and then the post-production phase, and then the sound phase. So, for example, in the studio, we really tried to get for the mix a special sound, which I managed to do with Eric Lang at EasyGo Prod Studio. And EasyGo Prod Studio is in Excel. And Eric works, you know, very, he was saying dentelle, I don't know how you say that in English, like very refined work.
Embroidery.
Yes, dentelle, exactly.
There's the Musée de Dentelle.
But he made this, he did the same with the sound.
Yeah,
we tried to
yeah.
reach, you know, dentelle. Really that you get that feeling that musicians and I are in the room next to you to give that intimacy feeling.
The word in English is lace.
Lace.
And there's also that famous film, Arsenic and Old Lace, you probably know it.
So it's a long process. It's about 2 years to just make the album. It's not. I'm not talking about composing and playing and practicing and all of that, but really like the making of the album took 2 years, and then a third year, which is the average to make a professional album, the third year to promote it and, you know, launch the everything that goes around it now in this actual world.
And this was all entirely supported with crowd financing.
Yes, I organized the crowdfunding because recording an album costs also a lot of money. And I didn't have money, so I decided to use my social networks and the public that was not as big as now. It's still at a small scale, but I mean, each time I play, of course, the new people getting to know me, but at that time it was not that easy. And then also I couldn't make the entire album with, because I raised 10,000 euros. Part of it went to the Ulule platform. I, you know, I added like a lot of my savings actually to make the video clips. Of course, I have to thank all the people who contributed to that album, the musicians, the engineers, and everybody, you know, who are extremely talented, and they all made me prizes. But we all wish, you know, to be able as artists to live from our music, and musicians should be paid, you know, a reasonable
I agree.
Prize for their amazing work, because it's a life to be a good musician. It's a life work. And yes, so.
The next song on the album is called Edelweiss. It's like the summer flower in the Alps.
Alsem, why Edelweiss?
Oh, Edelweiss is this rare white flower growing high in the mountains.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a love song for men who deserve it. And then a journalist the other day, he said, oh, at Charles Cros on the 8th of September in France, the, you know, the man who was presenting the
compère.
Show.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. He, from France 3, he said, but what is a man who deserves to be loved? And I said, but the one who is worth to fight for.
I'm sure, yeah.
You know?
Let's hear it.
Because everybody deserves love.
Sur les hauteurs de tes brumes, j'ai bien failli m'envoler. Ce soir, je te donne mon cœur. Que je croyais oublier. Il parle des lueurs du jour, d'un pays où l'on débarque, où les tempêtes s'ennuient, sans l'ombre d'un remords. Tu m'emmènes, je t'emmène, emmène-moi où tu veux. En voyage d'éphémère, papillon solidaire. Tu m'emmènes. Je t'emmène, emmène-moi où tu veux, libre corps.
regard qui brille, même le soleil baisse les yeux, les tiens vides et l'encrier de la palette de tous les bleus. Ton sourire à faire pâlir, le plus beau des hommes envieux, n'a fait qu'une bouchée gourmande de mes cauchemars latents. Tu m'emmènes, je t'emmène. Sur les hauteurs de ta peau, au détour d'un sentier perdu, j'ai retrouvé les cailloux que l'amour avait égarés. Leur couleur avait changé sous les neiges éternelles. On dit qu'il n'y a pas de hasard, j'avais trouvé une Edelweiss. Elles reconnaissent l'étoile du Nord au bout de son divin nectar.
Nous sommes sur Radio Panique 105.4 à Bruxelles. The lyrics in this song about ephemeral love, dream-like sequences, the butterfly drifting, being taken along, a man becoming a flower, being as free as the wind. This is pure poetry to me, Alkem, really.
Thank you.
As you know, it gives me a wonderful shiver, you know, to hear this music.
I think that this album is a musical work. I prefer to say not a track or not a song, but a part. It's a part of one work, one musical work. I like very much all the atmosphere of this album. Alsem, how was the pandemic period for you? It was a creative period or not?
It was very intense. I didn't have the time really to be bored.
For all people, for all humans.
Yes, actually, I wondered at the beginning. I was very, like, lots of artists, I think, oh, I have free time now to, you know, to compose and play and be in my little world alone at my place. And then very quickly, of course, I needed some more excitement. And I thought, okay, I don't know how that sea thing is going to last. And I decided to make the crowdfunding at that time. I said, that's the time to make an album. And how can I make it? Organizing a crowdfunding. So that was 80 days of work already. But then after, you know, the whole process. And so basically I was very busy with the album making. And also I studied extra year at university as a languages teacher. So at ULB. So it was crazy for me.
That's the University Libre of Bruxelles. It's the free university at ULB.
I was probably scared of being bored. Yeah. I put a bit too much energy into these 2 years, but you know, now everything is done, so I'm happy.
Your first concert was in June 2017 in Ixelles or Elsene.
Yes.
In fact, it was at the Flemish Cultural Centre in Elsene. You've played at the Cirque Royale as an opening act for Brasero in April 2019.
Cirque Royale, yeah.
That's a pretty impressive place. I've seen. I saw Patti Smith there. You mentioned her earlier. I saw her last year there.
I'm going to see her soon.
Are you? Lucky, yes. Right, she's great. Huh?
On the 19th. I'm waiting for. Yeah, yeah. Looking forward.
Patti Smith keeps coming back to Brussels. She's fabulous. And I counted that you've had over 30 concerts, despite this COVID pause that Thomas mentioned so far. But mainly in Belgium, or you've done some concerts also outside Belgium?
Yes, I played in Paris already, and in Berlin, where I lived a few years. So that was really sweet. I came back to the place I loved there, the Artliners, which is in Friedrichshain. And, you know, when I was younger, I lived 4 years in Berlin, and it's a special city for me. And yes, that was very inspirational. And I wanted to go back there and show, you know, my improvements and everything I have built from.
And where did you play time. In Paris?
I played, oh my God, I can't remember the name. I feel very ashamed now. It was actually a restaurant. It's quite a funny story because I had gone to see Cavalière, Alexandre Cavalière, and René Calvin-Monez and other great musicians in the Richard Bona bar. And there I met somebody, a musician who couldn't go to his show. And he sends me, it's a very funny story, because he sent me instead of him, and I arrived there and they were very surprised. And then when I played, they were happy. But, you know, it's a funny story. So
yeah. Anyway, talking of restaurants, now we're going to hear the next song, which is a very lively and danceable one, very appropriate for restaurants. It's called Ode au Café.
Oh, du café.
Aime-t-on le café ou son goût fort et intense sur la route de ses épices? Folle de moi. Dans un silence, je me glisse. Dans ces noirs drapés de soie. Le goût, c'est l'allure, il la tient fière naturellement. Il n'a d'image, ni la luxure, ni les pauvres décadents. Ouais. Particulière écorce, violente, sans peine, en ressort extatique, extatique, ode au café. J'en abuse, le buvant trop. Mais pour toucher quelques secondes le rugueux de son âme. Ma bouche prise. la fougue passionnellement, car ils nous rétropaisement. Nos âmes lassées, rugissantes.
Radio Panic Historias Minimus 105.4 in Brussels. That song is just so danceable. It will be a great single, I think. I also saw your film that was made in Ouagadougou in Burkina Faso last December 22. What inspired you to write that song? Café in Ouagadougou. The video is great. People doing acrobatics.
It's surprising, isn't it?
Surprising, yes.
Yes. I think, yeah, it's quite surprising. It's a story of life, as usual. So I wrote the song when I was in Berlin years ago. And then that song came up on the album. And when I went for dance practical, because I dance a lot, and I went through my African dance class. It was like kind of an exchange. So I went there and then I got very sick. But I couldn't dance, and I said, "Okay, I wasn't recovered. I hadn't recovered yet." But I decided to make this movie there on that song because, it's kind of both sides. There are both faces. There is one which I really wanted to show in a happy song, the beauties I saw in Africa. So the art, sculpture, paintings, music, dance. I really wanted to bring that as a testimony. You know, I felt kind of as a duty, you know, that not many people go there. And I, first of all, talking about, you know, showing nice things about Burkina Faso, not only, bad news and boats and jihad and stuff. So I really wanted to bring a new face, like, because as soon as you don't go somewhere, you miss it. So
I've never been to Ouagadougou. Have you been there, Tom?
Yes. I was in Niger 2015 for a documentary for Turkish TV. About Doctors Without Borders in Niger. In Niger.
Yes,
Niger, it's a very poor country. When I was there, it was a very a deeply Islamistic organization, and I was afraid very, very much.
Yes, it wasn't safe when I was there 2 years ago. So I was in Ouagadougou, the capital of Burkina Faso, and the jihad was coming in. We had a coup d'etat, so we had to film that movie also with the militaries on the streets, and we had to hide. We couldn't use a drone, which was used afterwards and stuff. It wasn't easy, but also the other part, you know, is the other face of this clip is why coffee? Because coffee grows in Africa, but we drink it anywhere else. And I wanted to underline that fact, you know, as a kind of, human and political reivindication, just to make people think about it. And yes, No, it wasn't innocent.
No, it wasn't innocent, but it's
because
a song.
Because Ode to Coffee, actually Ode is the ancient Greek poem. so it's Ode to Coffee.
Κυρίες και κύριοι, ακούμε το Radio Panic, ακούμε το Historias μήνυμα και είμαστε εδώ με τον Jonathan Parker στο άλλο μικρόφωνο. Η Αλισέμ είναι η κύρια καλεσμένη μας απόψε και ακούμε το υπέροχο άλμπουμ Under of My Skin, κάτω από το δέρμα μου. Στην τελική ρύθμιση του ήχου φυσικά βρίσκεται ένας εκπληκτικός ηχολήπτης και ο οποίος παρεμβαίνει κιόλας στην εκπομπή, ο Λορέντζο.
Yeah, thanks very much. Lorenzo is here and he's doing a wonderful job as always at the mixer. Now we see various tags attached to your music on websites. I mean, I had a look: funky, rock, folk, chanson française, world fusion, world music, a lot. So it's very hard to put you in any box. Like you know, you jump out all the time.
A bit of jazz.
A bit of jazz, yes.
A bit of Capo Verde.
Capo Verde, everything. Ouagadougou, Berlin. We'll hear that in a moment. In the Berlin. You like this variety. I mean, I also noticed, for example, I saw your film of the concert at Rideau Rouge last November, 4th of November. You had clearly rock songs. So, you know, obviously variety is something which is essential, I guess, to your music.
Look, John, I love cultures and languages. I think each language is a world in itself. And when you learn a language, when you get to know a culture, even without knowing the language, then you open a door in yourself to, you know, learning from others, other cultures, other habits, other languages. Even in the languages, you don't express yourself in Greek as you do in English for the same situation as you do in French. And that's a whole world of sensation, that's what's called culture. And I really believe traveling and meeting the others open doors in oneself and brings peace to the world.
Yeah. And in fact, the next song we're going to hear now is in German. It's the fifth song on the album, and it's called Egal.
Der Sinnlichkeit, der Natur großzügig fein.